This is episode 459 of 366 Web 2.0 Tools. The tool I'd like to talk about in this episode is simple in the extreme, one might say. But even so, I think it requires quite a bit of thought before you use it. It's not something that you're going to use on a regular basis. It might be something that's just used as a one-off, a perhaps a different way of doing a homework exercise, or maybe as a means to encourage someone who's perhaps not engaged with the traditional way of doing things. It's called Graffiter, or Graffiter, graffiter.com. And what it does is allow you to produce graffiti on a background from a gallery that you can choose from. So on walls, on the sides of buildings, on vans even in some case, or the side of a bus. There's lots of photos for you to choose from. In order to create it, it's very simple. As I said, you've only got two tools. You've got a spray tool or a marker tool. You can change the size or the strength of the spray, and obviously the colour you can choose from a palette. There's an undo and redo feature, which are really useful. But of course you are writing probably using a mouse. Unfortunately, I think it's flash-based and it doesn't work on tablets. But nevertheless, you do have a straight line tool, so you can use your mouse to create straight lines fairly straightforwardly. There's two zoom levels only, but that means you can zoom in at least and start to etch out things in a little bit more detail should you need to do so. When you've completed your graffiti, you can then click on publish, and in so doing you can then save it out as a JPEG. Or indeed you can send it to Graffiter so that it appears, should they choose to do so, on their gallery. Their gallery, by the way, is a useful place to go look to see examples of what other people have done and perhaps get some inspiration. I guess the question is, what would you want to do with a tool like this? Well, maybe you're wanting to just encourage the students to develop the vocabulary, if it's in, maybe you're working in a second language, maybe write a chemical or mathematical equation. It doesn't have to be textual based, of course. One of the things that I think is encourages students' creativity is if you set them a task and allow them to use a range of tools in order to be able to show what they've found out. And this might be one amongst a suite of things that you allow them to choose from. It will, as I said, perhaps encourage some of those who might be more resistant, shall we say, to doing it in a traditional text-based way. So that's a possibility. But as I said right at the beginning, there's a couple of things that you need to bear in mind. Firstly, it's supported by ads, so there's an ad panel down the right-hand side. I've seen nothing inappropriate whilst I've been using it, but you always need to bear that in mind. The public gallery that of all the creations that other people have created, again, I've seen nothing inappropriate there, but if your students were wandering through there, you need to be aware that there's the possibility that they might come across something. But the real thing for me is whether or not it's the principle of drawing graffiti, and this is a fundamental thing for me. I'm ambivalent in some ways to the way that it's perceived. I have seen some amazing examples of graffiti where it's actually enriched the environment in which it was placed. But so often it's just these tags that you see in places which are sometimes very, very public, and I find it disturbing. It's something I find unpleasant and antisocial. So whether or not we should be encouraging young people to produce graffiti, albeit in a virtual way, is something that needs a little bit of thought in advance, I'd say. Maybe one might make the argument that by allowing them to do these kinds of things in a space where there are fewer consequences, were asking them to think more about it. And maybe you actually take a positive stance at that point and actually discuss the issue of graffiti with them and how they feel about it. And it could be incredibly cross-curricular in that sense, in that you could include some PSHE work. So I've recommended Graffita. I'm not entirely convinced in my own mind that it's a tool that I would use in classrooms, but it is simple, and I do encourage you to take a look. And if you've got any thoughts on that issue, then by all means pop them as a reply on the blog.